Blog Talk Radio.
Show. I am your host, Big Bap. We have finally got to a Wednesday night show. We haven't had one of these all season. So welcome. Welcome to Wow, It's Wednesday. This is probably the first Wednesday show that I've actually made it to that I was comfortable getting here. And I feel good today. Like, I'm in a really good place. I got all my beverages tonight. I want to say a special shout out to Uppity Edibles for providing us with the drinks. We got a dark with some honey over here with some apple juice. We got some tea and some vodka with a little bit of lime, with a lemon and lime in that one. And then we got a glass of water over here because, you know, we got to keep the palate wet. So thank you to Uppity Edibles for providing us with our drink menus of tonight. You can find them on Facebook. Just put in Uppity Edibles and you can see their beautiful array of things that they have there. Before we get into all the sponsorships and all the whoosie whoos and looky loos that we got going on out there, because baby, listen, there's some people in their feelings tonight. You know, Thanksgiving is tomorrow, you know, and you know, some of them ain't been chose. Some of them still looking for somebody to be looking for somebody. So they feel some type of way. So before I get too busy, I got to go get somebody who people been looking at to be somebody with. So CJ, welcome to the microphone, baby. What it do, Shelby?
Bueno.
What's good? What's popping in the hood?
It's all good in the hood tonight.
Ooh, look, you sound like somebody over there rubbing on you a little something-something. Somebody rubbing on you a little something-something.
No, not tonight.
Tonight? Hey, listen, because you know, tonight is the night everybody either trying to get them something tonight before they get on the road, or they trying to see who they can pop a phone for tomorrow, for all my single people out there. My married folks, my people that's in committed relationships and they know they ain't got no choice to be but where they supposed to be at. Like, y'all don't go do nothing stupid. Like, if you know you got an old lady, don't. And if you know you got a side piece, like, I hope you bought her something like last week or something so she not in her feelings about tomorrow. If, like, she don't like her family and then she really ain't got nowhere to go. Because, you know, the status of the relationship matters because, whew, baby, I have seen some interesting Thanksgiving dinner.
No comment.
Hold on, what do you mean, no comment? No. You know, this is the day before Thanksgiving. You know, it gets live for Thanksgiving in the world community. We don't listen. But we are thankful for something. I don't know what the hell we'd be thankful for, but we are thankful for something. CJ, question for you. Let me before we get too far in tonight, because we're gonna have some fun tonight, y'all. I am in a good space. What we do this week? Since, you know, it was just Sunday we had a show, so Monday and Tuesday have gone by. What have you done with the beginning of this week? Tell us about your great start of your week before we get into all the other festivities we're going to have going on later.
between grocery shopping and shipping out orders and
Wait, stop. You went to two of the most dangerous places to go in the holiday season. You went to the grocery store and the post office. Ma'am. I got some Swedish Chiba over there, because, baby, listen, them both of them places cause a fight a little bit this time of the year. Listen. If you can go in the grocery store or the post office this time of year and come out not feeling like you need to put on nook if you buck, like, you a brave individual, because, you know, they different.
You just got to time it out.
Ain't nobody got that kind of time. Let me tell you. Until like Saturday, if you have to go in the grocery store, this is how you're supposed to just pull up in the parking lot. And look all the grandmas dead in the eyes. You gotta look them in the eyes, though. Don't look down though. You gotta come around the corner with that banging, and you gotta look all the grandmas dead in the eyes. Cause if not, bro, you're gonna have to fight in that parking lot. I'm telling you. This is the time of year where they disrespectful.
They do test you in the parking lot. You right.
You be so mad in the parking lot that a motherfucker breathe on you inside the store. Like, let them ask you. They mess around and ask you the wrong question, like you work there or something. Don't mess around and have on the colors of the store and go in that store, because then they act like you work there or something. You know, or if you know they got,
like, I don't work here.
Like, it was crazy. Like, when I used to, I'd never forget this when I was going to college, because I was one of those people. I dressed in a, you know, slacks, dress shirt, tie every day to go to school. I was just weird like that. Don't dress, you know, judge your mama. That I'm me, okay? But, you know, every day after class, I go to Walmart, because, you know, you can always find something. You know, listen, even if you got, like, 77 cent in your pocket, you can find something at Walmart. Like, you can get something plus tax and still come up to 77 cent in Walmart. You might have to look for a minute, but you'll find something. But, I was in there, it was Black Friday weekend, too, or it was around the holidays, because we was taking finals or something. And I was looking for a TV because they had a special going on. I was like, oh, I was going to get the TV, because, like, with the little discount and then the little promo code that I had, like, the TV was going to be, like, $76. You know, I finds a deal. Listen, you know, I finds a deal. Because, you know, everybody, they come in my room, they be like, how much you pay for that, bro? If I tell you, you're going to cuss me out, because I finds a deal. I know how to deal shop. So we go and get it. And so I'm trying to get in there, because I know, like, everybody already own those TVs, because, you know, certain TVs, you know, when they go on sale, everybody be in there, whatever. And then when the certain sales come on there, you still got to fight. So this was like after the holiday. It was after Thanksgiving, but before Christmas. So, you know, in between those rushes. And so the dude walked over to me. He was like, excuse me, can you? I was like, first off, sir, just because I got on a suit and a tie, do I look like Walmart customer service managed service desk helper person guy? Because what you're not finna do is fuck with me while I'm in here trying to shop. And he was just so serious, and then looked at me and said, so you don't work here?
No, I don't work here. What's wrong with you?
So if you didn't hear all the other obscenities that just came out of my face before this, See, this is why you just come in the parking lot. That's why you come in like that. You just come in the parking lot just like that. You can't play with them. Because I'm telling you, they gon' try you. And the craziest part is, I keep telling y'all, in the grocery store, it's the old people. Like, and then, because it's like, first off, because they end there with a niece or a nephew who don't really know how to grocery shop anyway for Thanksgiving dinner, that's the person they sent with auntie or grandma or whoever to go grocery shopping instead of waiting for the person who was supposed to go take her grocery shopping. Because the person who was supposed to take her to go grocery shopping is probably dealing with somebody else that's getting on their damn nerves already. So now that person's already irritated. So if grandma or auntie don't get to go grocery shopping, who normally take them grocery shopping for their weekly shopping anyway, they're already a little frustrated because they don't know shit, they don't know where to go get shit, and they don't know who to ask for shit. So we're going to do right by grannies. We're going to do right by our old people. We're going to do right by everybody. But we're going to have fun with this thing, y'all, because it is Thanksgiving. And the one thing I am a believer in is things that are being thankful for. And so on this great Thanksgiving, I am going to first honor Friendsgiving. So, CJ, who is, I don't want you to call their name out, but to one of your friends, give them a great Friendsgiving wishes from you to them. That's what we're going to do. So for my Friendsgiving, I have a particular friend. I'm not going to say any name, but I do want to say that I'm proud of them. I have seen immense growth in them over the past year. And even in the midst of right now, it feels like they're going through a couple of setbacks. And it may look like they're going through a couple of setbacks. It's a big change season. So for those that are going through changes, this is a big change season. Fall and winter this year is going to have some major changes in some people's lives. And I need you to go with it. I need you to get up on that horse. I need you to smile. I need you to love. I need you to breathe. And I need you to go get it from one friend to another. So that's my Friendsgiving's wish, is that for all of my friends to have a peaceful holiday. And whatever transitions that you're going through, go through it with grace, pride, and love. CJ, what you want to tell them for Friendsgiving?
Who comes after that?
Nah, because you got some ratchet shit. Give them some ratchet shit. I know you got some ratchet shit.
To my boo, I just want to say I love you and happy Thanksgiving. And, girl, we're going to party when I come see you soon.
Oh, we gonna party.
We gonna party.
You said that like you already know we gonna party.
Cause I already know we gonna party, sir. That's what
listen, I'm gonna play this song as we go to our commercial break. I know I'm changing the mood a little bit with this song, but this is one of my favorite songs. We're honoring someone. We're going back in time to honor somebody from Black history, world history. And this is the artist that we're going to honor is a great artist. But this person that I want to have us play before him is an artist of great just renowned Blackness. Like when I hear him sing this song, like, I just feel like for everybody who couldn't have what they wanted to have for the holidays and things of that nature, I just feel like in this song, he puts his whole heart on this track. So if there's some heart that you want to give somebody, like if it's a message that you want to give somebody, if your heart is grieving for somebody, if whatever it is that you're doing, going through, feeling like, dealing with in this season, this song is dedicated to you tonight. I hope you get through what you're going through, and we're going to love you on the other side. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Please, 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 baby, you did me wrong. God is love.
Please, please, please. And we are getting ready to get into one of my favorite segments of the night, and that is Black History is World History. It is brought to you by Luxuria Fantasy Creations. If you are looking to have a customized event, please hit them up at luxuriafc1@gmail.com to book your destination event immediately. That's Luxuria Fantasy Creation, making your destination events come true. All right, guys, we have one of my favorite people of all time. The accolades, and I'm going to read some of the accolades that he has. So he was born March 17th, 1919. He was an American singer, jazz pianist, and an actor. His music career began after he dropped out of school at the age of 15 and continued for the remainder of his entire life. He found great popular success in recording over 100 songs that became hits on pop charts. His trio was the model of small jazz ensembles that followed. He also acted in film and television and performed on Broadway. He was the first African-American man to host an American television singer. I want to get down to a few more of his accolades. Some of you who have followed this person, you may already know who I'm talking about at this point, but we're going to get a little bit into who he was and how he got here. He was a part of a brothers group who pursued music. His family eventually moved to Chicago, Illinois, where his father was a Baptist minister. His mother played the piano. She was an organist. They played and just had many musical accomplishments early in his life. And to give it away, go ahead and let the cat off the bag, because I want to have someone else come in and talk with me, Miss CJ. But we're talking none other than Nat King Cole, the father of the famous Natalie Cole. People don't understand, like, that man's voice literally, I believe, is the beginning of, like, musicianship, if you ask me.
Yeah.
First off, I need you to get unwet.
That's a lie.
Ma'am, you came from a real soul. Listen, if we never knew what sultry sounded like before, you found it today, ma'am. You came from a real sultry place. You know, as grandma would say, you know, baby, her loins were frothy.
You played James Brown. It's not my fault.
Oh, listen. Look, we still there from James? Oh, Lord. Listen, we ain't even going to talk about James, but James was a bad man.
He was.
Like, James, listen. And that's what I love about music. Like, when you go back and you look at, like, music, and I tell people, I'm cool that, like, one of the things I even talk about in that generation, I'm cool with whatever comes out of what comes out as this next generation puts out there. I can only speak on what I'm responsible for growing through and what I culturally accepted doing, you know, my genre. Because there's, you know, my time of music, because there's stuff during my time of music that other people would consider popular that, I mean, I think it's trash. And I'm just like, nah. I mean, that's great because that might be where you came from or that's what gang you represent or, you know, set or block or whatever, but that doesn't, like, sometimes we overhype people because of whatever criteria or whatever fan base and fandom that they got, you know, and I'm like, it doesn't compare. It, you know, it was like I was trying to explain to somebody. Somebody was like, Beyonce and Janet Jackson comparison. Let's use that one for example, right? Even though some of their career spawned during the same time, because where they start from, there's a different aspect of that career because of what was expected during their rise to fame and the difference in what was the industry of its time. They're not the same performers. And a lot of times we try to people feel like when you say that statement, it's a discredit to the person who did what they did in their time frame, but it's not, because you still don't understand, even for you to still stand there today, that door is open. That's why I never understood the Nicki Little Kim beef, whether that was orchestrated by Hollywood or just music. I never understood the beef there. Y'all the same person, different time frame. Janet Jackson and Beyonce, similar paths, different time frames. We got to learn that enjoy the ride. I mean, fandom and stardom is not long. Like, you know, I looked up and we've been doing this since 2008 and it's still going. We still syndicate around the globe. You know, we still reach India. Everyone has their perspective way to get there. We're going to get into that later when we get to the top of the hour, because we're going to talk about self-care. And a part of self-care is kind of what we're talking about now, is seeing your journey, seeing the parallels in your journey. Like, sometimes we get so hyper-focused on what it is we believe that we're supposed to accomplish that we can't see the greater spectrum of everything that's available to us. Some of us are too hyper-focused. Sometimes it's okay to breathe. Sometimes it's okay to let the dude walk up behind you, ladies, and pat you on the butt and tell you it's okay to have a good day. It's okay for you to get wet and be bothered and be frothy and think about him all day. Like, it's okay for some of y'all to let y'all guard down just because y'all might be better at some things than y'all boyfriends and husbands and spouses. Like, ladies, it's okay for y'all to be empowered and be feminine too. Ooh, I think I said a mouthful there. Because some of us have lost the essence of femininity trying to ensure that we show we have masculinity, and it's not that serious. Just like some men has lost the ability to show masculinity because they're so busy trying to prove that they're comfortable with their femininity, and there has to be a balance in both, because if there's not a balance in both, then we're running around here doing a lot of nothing. See, the reason why a lot of y'all don't like to hear lessons like this is because when you have the season of growth, when you have the season of opportunity, when you have the season of wherever it is, people don't understand. It comes in that season of work that came before it. Go look at all the people that were successful. When you started looking at the amount of success that Tyler Perry begin to have, it didn't start because he started doing movies. It started because he started doing the stage plays. It started because he wrote the stage plays. It started because he decided that was his hyper-focus, and he decided to be hyper-focused on it. But he had to see some things, and he had to take back from some things. But he worked through that season. Tiffany Haddish loves to talk about she was homeless and was living in her car, but look how much she was working to a call center, doing the shows all night long and doing then secretary and then whatever you have to do as you get to where you're trying to, just because you go to college, man, you know how many people then went out here and got college degrees and never made more than $30,000 a year? If you don't believe that, go ask some people who got degrees. Go ask them how long it took for them to get to where they feel like they can be comfortable with what they want to do in life. It takes a minute. Not everybody gets to that level of success as fast as they think they're going to do, as fast as they think they should. Anywho, we're going to get ready for a quick commercial break. I don't even got nothing queued up. We need something good for tonight, because we're getting ready to do what day it is. What we feel like? Ooh, I think I had something. I went by it too fast. I don't even know what we got no more. What you in the mood for, CJ? What sounds good to you? Good to you tonight? I found it. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
It's been chilly night, champagne and fly. Work hard every day till we reach to the goal. It's a pity people in my work. I'll move on to the man. R.I.P. to a love man with your cup stand nice. Nice feeling dry. Going on a high in this life. Bumps are roll up, bumps are roll up. Everything is nice. Everything is nice. Energy pack up, refill your cup. Music I play till the speaker fuck up. Tell people when me click me finger like you rock. She a wine and a romance rock. Reaching up the wall of 9 to 5. Where you put in the work and a fight to strive. You with the youth, easy exam straight and all the vibes. Yeah. Going on a high-grade flight. Things are roll up, things are roll up. Everything is nice. Everything is nice. I'm feeling nice. Champagne fly. Work hard every day till we reach to the goal. It's a pity people in my work out. All is on to the mark. Peace to a loved one, to jump up stand high. Nice feeling, going on a good life. Hopes are pure love, girls are pure love. Everything is nice. Everything is nice. Sometimes I know so you're stressed out. Got the bills and pending. How you lost everything where you work every day and invest in.
Watch I know.
Touch the club, find a girl and bubble fan. Find a party to take out the trouble and box full to the case. This one to every victim and all the time. Nice feeling. Going on a high-end line. Drugs are pure love. Drugs are pure love. Everything is nice. Everything is nice.
Cheers. Hey, shout. Dirt the one of God. Sugar. God, there was somebody that passed on the back.
These are pretty people in the room. I'm the one to the mouth.
All right, y'all, we are back. CJ, you know what time it is. What time is it?
What day it is?
Oh, yes, ma'am. It's what day it is. Before we do what day it is, what day it is brought to you by Goddessly Cleaning. That is Goddessly with the L-E-I in the middle. So Goddessly Cleaning. You can find them on Facebook, or you can reach them at goddesslycleaning@gmail.com. CJ, let's get into this. This is one of my favorite parts of the night. What day it is? Today is November the 23rd, 11/23/22. Now, for those of y'all who wasn't paying attention yesterday was 11/22/22. If y'all didn't catch that, if y'all didn't do something with that, that's on y'all. But I enjoyed yesterday. But we got to talk about today. So let's get into that. Ooh, so let's see. Today is National Espresso Day. I have a cup of coffee every day. I don't necessarily need the espresso. I don't need to be hyper like that. I'm good. Today is also National Eat a Cranberry Day. I'm not a fan of cranberries. And cranberry sauce is nasty. I said it. I don't care how y'all feel about it. You okay over there, CJ? Cranberry. Like cranberry sauce. That's nasty. I'm not eating that. Y'all can have that. I don't want it. First off, that come out of can. I don't want it. Today is also National Cashew Day. Shout out to the nuts, man. That's your favorite nut?
It's one of my favorite nuts, yes.
Oh, listen. Hey, listen. Everybody love when they get to a good nut, you know. I'm sorry. I can't help myself. Oh, I got something I'm going to do at the top of the hour. I found this earlier today. We're going to do that. It's pretty cool. Today is also National Jukebox Day. If you've never been somewhere where a jukebox is, shame on you. Especially if you're an adult and say you like alcohol, shame on you. You should have been to at least one jukebox spot in your life then. Today is also National Taiwan On Day. Yeah, production manager, you already know you're going to have to send me some more information on that one. Cool. Tomorrow is National Turkey Day, National Turkey-Free Thanksgiving. I don't like turkey, so I can celebrate that one. I'm not a fan of turkey. Turkey is the one meat that it's the one bird they could have kept. Like, I'm sorry. I mean, I'll eat it if it's fried. I can slice it up into deli meat and make a sandwich, but that's really the only... but yeah. So why they just can't say National Apron Day? Yeah, that's stupid. I don't like it. Yeah, we're not celebrating it. We're not celebrating it today. Officially changed the name to Apron Day. Then we'll celebrate Apron Day. It sounds like National Bus, you know, Rub One Out Day. I mean, they probably should have that day, but like, wow, that's a day. Tell me, put that up on the wall. Look it up. Go put it out there. All right, today is also National Day of. I don't like that one. I'm not going to celebrate that tomorrow. So we're going to just skip that one. Tomorrow's also National Sardines Day. So if you want to have sardines, that's all great, but we're going to go ahead and do that. So that's all we got for the national day. So make sure you are celebrating and you are with your loved ones tomorrow. Tomorrow is, to me, I don't celebrate holidays how everyone else celebrate holidays. I just believe holidays are a time to spend with loved ones. I don't care about who cooks, what they cook, when they cook. But yeah, celebrate it. It's a time, especially for those of you who through the pandemic or just over the last few years, lost loved ones that's close to you, important to you, and stuff like that, definitely make sure you get out and you celebrate. And I want to give a shout out real quick before we get on, before we take our next commercial break and get into whatever fuckeries we're going to talk about on this show, because, you know, we end up dialoguing into some types of random shit. Shout out to my homegirl in Hawaii. CJ, I am going to, I'm going to send you the work that she did on the pictures that we took. I got a couple of them back, and yeah, I'm gonna send it to you. It's real clean work. Rub one out day 7/16. So yeah, we're gonna put that out there. So yeah, we're gonna do National Rub One Out Day. Okay. That just messed me up. I was getting ready to do something, and she made me forget what I was going to do. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back to that. I just feel some type of way. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Announcement. National Rubbing a Clit Day is 4/24, and National Rubbing One Out is 7/16. So for those of you who need to know those days so you can put those on your calendars, please do so accordingly. Govern yourself accordingly. Now that they have been done, production manager, please put those out on DJ's roundtable so that way all of our people can know that we do celebrate those national holidays and they can be a part of our calendar for next year. Because we are working on the calendar. Ooh, they're going to want the calendar. But what did you think of her work, CJ? I mean, that's, you know, hey, what did you think?
It's beautiful. It's pretty.
Said it's beautiful. Cool.
It's beautiful.
Well, she wants us to come out to Hawaii and do a photo shoot, and she wants to do the work. She is a great nature photographer, so I am definitely. Like, you know, everybody has their strong suits. Like, some people are great studio photographers. Some people are great nature photographers. Some people are great action photographers. Like, I'm a better action photographer than I am, you know, most of my bookings are for, like, events up close, like you, or, you know, personal photographer for the day, things of that nature. Those are the types of things that I usually get booked for. I don't prefer weddings and stationary events and things like of that nature because they just hurt my feet. I got to move around. My feet get to hurting if I get to standing in one spot too long. And there's a lot of standing in weddings and shit like that. CJ, I think you've met my family and we are a family full of walkers.
We will
hurt your feelings real quick on a walk. Like we can walk on any terrain. Just point us. We are nomadic people. We will hurt your feelings. All right, man. What'd you say?
I was great until y'all took me on the sand.
I thought you was ready.
Yeah, I thought so too.
I ain't playing with you. All right, man, let's get into birthdays, y'all. It is birthdays. All right, today's birthday is Robin Renee Roberts' birthday. If you watch one of those shows, she's on one of them in the morning. John Hinton's birthday is also is that Obi? Oh, look at Obi when he was. They got the young picture of Obi over here. Oh, Overton. John Hinton. That'll always be Obi to me. Listen, when I tell you when she said that like that, it melted my whole soul. Like if you didn't get emotional when she was like, "Oh, Obi," like if that didn't do something to you, you too thug for me. Keep it to yourself. I don't know who this dude is, Paige Kennedy, but he looks like I'm confused with the look. So happy birthday to Mr. whoever him is. Corrupt's birthday is also, Corrupt would be a Sagittarius. That makes sense now. Let's get into the rest of them. Let's get back. I'm lost where I was at. Who we got? Who else we got? We got, I don't know who that is. Troy Abbs. Okay, cool. Happy birthday to him too. Lonnie Chavis. I've seen him, but I don't know who the little fella is. But I've seen him. And also Mr. Tom Joyner. Give it up to a fellow DJ, radio, and voice performer, man. Give it up to Mr. Joyner. Congratulations on your birthday, sir. What he, a billion now? Tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, Kamaletta Jeter's birthday is tomorrow. Don Robinson's birthday is tomorrow. Some of y'all might not be old enough to know who Don Robinson is, so I don't want to confuse y'all with that. Damon Evans' birthday is tomorrow. I don't know who none of these people are. Like Jimmy Graham, I know who that is. Ooh, Scott Joplin's birthday is tomorrow. If you don't know who Scott Joplin is, I really advise you to look him up and Google him. Scott Joplin, J-O-P-L-I-N. He's somebody that you should know for Black history. I'm just a believer you should know him. Oscar Roberts' birthday is tomorrow. If your kid loves sports, have them do a paper on Oscar Robertson. That's a great person. When you see his accolades of what he did at the time. Birthday is on Thanksgiving Day. I don't know who that guy is either, so I'm going to just act like I don't really know him. And then Terry Lewis' birthday is also tomorrow. If you don't know who Terry Lewis is, you don't deserve to really talk music at all. So we're just going to move on. Oh, tomorrow, the day after, Friday. Wow, we haven't done a Friday show forever. Donovan McNabb's birthday is the 25th. Jamie Grace's birthday is the 25th. Eric Sermon's birthday is the 25th. Talon, I don't know who or what that is. Birthday is also the 25th. So that concludes all of our birthdays from now through Friday. CJ, you got anybody in your family, anybody of importance got birthdays this week?
No, not this week.
Cool. Well, happy birthday to everybody. We're going to strip. We're going to turn up. We're going to do some fun things. You should be enjoying yourself. So, you know, it's the holiday season. I don't know what you're doing in your family's house, but I know where my family is at right now. Some bid whiz is going on. Some tunk is going on. Some pity pats going on. Some bones is going on. I know they already drunk. Like, they might still be trying to go to the club, but they already drunk. Like, they've been drinking all day. Like, I can tell you that. Like, they already drunk. Like, somebody somewhere in a corner asleep right now. I can tell you that. Because the old folks have been up since early today preparing, so they already kind of been together. Because they got to get all they talking in for the young folks get there. So somebody, uncle, who, you know, new to the family, but, you know, he in that crowd, that generation, he already drunk. He already in the corner, passed out. You gonna know, because in the morning, all the old folks, tomorrow, he ain't going to be allowed to drink all day. He gonna have soda. He going to be able to have juice. He going to be able to have water. And he going to be able to have a ginger ale, because we don't count ginger ale as soda in the black family house. That's not the same. That's medicine. That's all he going to be able to have tomorrow. So, listen, sir, don't be mad at them for what you got going on. That's your fault, sir. Nobody told you to go over there and drink that Tennessee whiskey that, you know, you ain't know that somebody made last Christmas. It's just in a pretty bottle, and now you over here fucked up for no reason. Just hurt. Just discombobulated. Don't know who you are. Anywho, CJ, let's do this now. Because this year, as we grow up and we grow older and we grow fonder, we move away from our loved ones. We move away from those that we care dearly for, especially family members. So what I want to do is I'm going to let you go first, because you always say you can't go after me. So I'm going to let you go first on this one. To a family member, we did friends first. So to a family member that you absolutely wish that you could be with this holiday, but you can't, you don't have to say their name, but give them a message from you to them. The mic is yours, man.
To my family, I love y'all. I miss y'all. I'm so extremely proud of y'all. We've accomplished so many different things. Everybody is doing so good right now. I love y'all. I miss y'all, and I cannot wait to be with y'all soon. And I hope y'all have a very, very, very blessed Thanksgiving.
Oh, look at you sounding like you just got heartfelt warmness all through you, just perforating through you.
You know what?
What? You just, listen, you know what? I'm going to play this because, you know what? Because we both like this song and we kind of heard it around the same time. Because we both like this song, and I feel like as a woman, this would be a message that, following what you just said, that, like, if you could put your whole family in an area together and just have a conversation with them and y'all just get the dialogue as a family, as a unit, as a group, I think for you, this would be a great song that you know, that would respect a lot of the values that you would want to bring to the table. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Yeah. 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 It's been a minute since we talked. Be a black king. If you don't mind, let's take a walk. Be a black king. I'm trying to vocalize my thoughts. Be a black king. I'm trying to see just what it means to be a black queen. At times I feel myself just staring at this black screen. And I admit sometimes I show too much skin. And I drink a lot of hen. I put a couple diamonds in my teeth. But when I grin, I might go out to the club. And I dance for some dubs. And I did the type of dirt you can't wash off in no tub. But late at night when I'm at home, I'm feeling all alone. And I need the type of comfort you can't find in no song. You gone and I need you. I just want to breathe you. Lay down on your chest when I rest. Let me feed you. I'm just trying to read you. Understand your pain. They breaking up our family trees. Take away our name. But if you focus on the source, ain't nobody else to blame. But everybody out here hustling for their fame and some change. But it's time to make a change. And it starts with me and you. So if you come and lead the way, promise I'm gonna see it through. Black King.
I just want to be your king. And I need you by my side every night. Cause I promise you to right. I'm in love with you. And it's me, you're the king. Nothing else I ever. We need you to come on. You're the best thing I've ever seen. They can never take us
off. No, no. Dear Black King, I'm trying to find out where I lost you, dear Black King. I'm out here trying to come across you, dear Black King. I'm getting tired and I'm exhausted, dear Black King. I just can't do it by myself, I need you more than ever. I pray to God you come my way to change this stormy weather. With me and you see it ain't nothing we can't do together. It ain't no limit to us guys, we make it through forever. And I admit sometimes I argue just to argue. I might fight you just to feel you. But I can fix your pain, let me heal you. Let me know the real you, see it's okay to feel. Ain't no telling what's ahead of us, but it's okay from here. Cause I'ma hold your hand and walk it with you, let's be clear. I'll be your Bonnie to your classic, you been rocked and I'm Michelle. They sending us through hell, let's not walk on separate paths. These black babies all deserve to see their mamas with their dads. See, that's something that I had, and it's something that you didn't. But I put that on my soul, I ain't gonna lose you to no prison. So all things forgiven, let's focus on this love. Put our pride to the side, and our faith in what's above. You my love, black king.
I just wanna be your king, and I need you by my side every night. Cause I promise you to right, I'm in love with you. They can never take us apart
anymore.
Man, CJ, every time I hear that song, man, it's like I just heard it again for the first time.
Right.
Like that song hit so different, man, and it's like to hear both the male and the female perspective in that song and just hear that wanting to be that yin and yang, and I know we all strive to find that in our compatibility relationships, and it's just like, you know, it's like that, you know, like you are Aries, and one of the things I love about Aries is like that line where she says, I might just argue just to you know, fight you and whatever, like that's so you, like that line is so you, because it's like for some of us, we have, like, whatever we got to do just to touch you, just to feel you, to have that moment with people. And, you know, the gentle distraction of that is understanding that there are people out there who manipulate that and use that to their advantage. And so that strive for that yin and that yang, that strive for that healed, that strive for that common ground is forever an inevitable thing that we strive for. And I hope that we as people get that. So I got to go back into the studio and look at some stuff because our production manager, of course, leads us on what we do. So I got to go look at the show topic because we're getting ready to hit the 10 o'clock hour. And I completely forgot what the hell the show topic was tonight, CJ. So first off, shout out to TikTok because we are apparently doing our thing on TikTok. And then I also want to give a shout out to India and was it Ireland? Yeah, India and Ireland, that's where we're trending at the most in the world. So the United States, of course, our fan base, but we are also trending in India. And another large portion of our fan base comes from Ireland. So to our friends abroad, we thank you for listening and supporting all that we do. To our TikTok fan base, thank you for continuing to support us and everything that our production manager and her crew puts out for you guys. Thank you for supporting that content. Thank you for our sponsors, Goddessly Cleaning, Tailored Services, TailoredServices.us. I got to say the whole thing so I can get credit for our sponsorships. Uppity Edibles, The Photo Bomb, Luxuria Deluxe. Thank you guys for all of your patronage and what you do to make this show possible and what we do. I want to make sure that I did not miss anything. Of the Spirit, D Oils, to just all the different entities that come together to make this show great. If you want to call in and you want to have something to say on this topic, the number to call in tonight is 319-527-6703. Again, that is 319-527-6703. Remember, once we finish this show, we stream live on Blog Talk Radio. We are resyndicated on wherever you get your podcast platforms. So whether it's Spotify, Apple Music, Google, just put in Big Bappin' Friends and you will be able to go get all of our syndicated shows. Our private shows are for personal viewership only, but all of our syndicated shows are out there for re-listen. So the topic that we have tonight is self-care and bath time. Not necessarily together, but now also not necessarily separate. I want to talk about self-care first. So how we'll do this is we'll do self-care for the first half of the topic time, and then we'll add bath time and kind of incorporate that also with self-care on the back end. But I think in this topic segment, I think self-care is really, 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 really the most important thing. And so, CJ, when we say self-care, where does that usually lead you?
A day of pampering myself.
That is a that is a great, great way to start. I tell anybody if you want to just enjoy yourself, that you should start off with self-care. But I one of the things that I've always believed in when I've believed in self-care is understanding what self-care is designed for. And so for me, I'm old school when I teach or talk about this topic of self-care, because this is how I look at self-care, and how you get to what's in self-care is the ideal goal for me. So I look at the seven pillars. If you Google self-care, one of the first things you're going to come across when you deal with self-care is the seven pillars, or the seven things, or the seven whatever, however they want to give it. But the term, the clinical term, or the review accepted term for it is seven pillars of self-care. And so they are mental, emotional, physical, environmental, spiritual, recreational, and social. And so when I tell people all the time about self-care, the first thing that the greatest place that everyone likes to go to is generally mental, emotional, and spiritual. Those are the three that everyone hyper-focuses on. And I love to use the word hyper-focus because it's a separation of, even though there are seven of those pillars, those three are the ones everyone chooses to dwell in, dive into, and go deep on. mental, emotional, and spiritual. But we don't think about physical. When I teach lifestyle activities, one of the biggest things I teach is tantric. And tantric is a big part of my self-care when I'm dealing with physical, environmental, recreation, or social. When I do my baths, since we're gonna tie baths, when I do my baths as self-care, one, I look at multiple ways that I want them to impact me. So mentally, what does a bath do for me mentally? When I go take a bath and I sit down and I have bath time, what I mean by bath time is no one there, no one physically able to interrupt that time. The first thing I do is I attack my mental. Because I'm throwing all of my cares into my mental. Emotionally, I like to influence my emotions. So I generally put on music that's either going to soothe the mood that I'm in or enhance the mood that I need to express. Because sometimes you may need to cry. Sometimes you may need to laugh. Sometimes you may need to be angry. You know, sometimes there's nothing wrong with beat a bitch ass song. Sometimes you need that in your energy. Because there are some days that you really might need to beat a bitch ass. And some bitches think that because you are trying to be wholesome, you won't be to beat a bitch ass. That's the physical. Because sometimes, you know, punching the wall, sometimes kicking the tire, sometimes punching the bag of clothes as you put it into the car, it's not enough. Sometimes getting head ain't enough. Sometimes using the vibrator, it's not enough for physical. Sometimes you may need to ground your feet. Sometimes there's so many different things that you may need to do in life. And if you do not take the time to do them, you're going to hurt yourself. You're going to hurt yourself and get away from the act of self-care. Environmental. One of the most important things about self-care, CJ, you've heard me tell you this before. Hey, you need to move. And you're like, what? I'm like, your environment's not conducive to who you need to be right now. I told you that for years, did I not?
Yes, you did.
When you finally got in an environment that was conducive to what you needed to do, you grew. Because your environment matters in your pillars of self-care. We only look at, ooh, I feel better because I took a bath. Ooh, my skin's great. That's great. That's spiritually. Here's one of the things that people don't understand. Matter of fact, CJ, this is what I want you to put this on our literature for December the 10th. This is the mission I'm going to give to everyone for December the 10th group meeting.
Okay.
What are the spiritual characteristics of water? Where were they first found? And how do we use them today? That's the class I want everyone to learn. Because water has such spiritual connotations when you learn how to get around the right water sources. Springs are amazing. If you've never been to a hot water spring, I would advise you to take a trip to a hot water spring source and go on a vacation and just go a couple of gallons of that water and just get it and drink it or take a bath in it or wash your hair in it or whatever it is that you need to do to purify yourself as a spiritual situation and see what it do for you. You'd be surprised of how it changes your life. But also recreational. Sometimes a recreational drink is therapeutic. Sometimes after a hard day at work, you need a glass of wine. sometimes, listen, there's a, people are not outside smoking cigarettes just because. When it is 22 degrees below, yes, some of them are addicts, but some of them need a cigarette because that is the only thing that is saving them from whooping your recreationally ass. Because again, in that Walmart parking lot, when y'all trying to go get these groceries at first thing in the morning. Or for the people who didn't go buy their alcohol in advance, and so now they on their way to where they trying to go to, trying to find a store so they can get a bottle before they get to where they trying to get to. And not realizing they 22 years old, so they ain't left the house before noon, not realizing like everything closing around like 1 of what they want to try to get to, so they should have been up early anyway, but you know, they had to go to that Thanksgiving Eve party somewhere where, you know, and I'm not mad. Listen, if you are out have a good time, be safe. I'm just saying, y'all know the antics that's going to come behind it because we all know the person that do it. Sometimes that's us. I was, you know, listen, I've been an adult all my life. I was the person at home cooking always Thanksgiving Eve. I used to say, oh, God, I used to hate when I was in the military that we need you to cook on Thanksgiving Eve. You can have all the Thanksgiving off. Nigga, I'm going to need all the Thanksgiving off. I'm going to be tired after I've been prepped 1,500 servings worth of food. Sir, I need a nap. Anywho, let's go ahead and keep it moving. CJ, did you get a bath today?
I did.
Tell me about the bath. First off, since we're talking about baths, you know, I got to plug my toothpaste because I didn't get a bath, but I did get to therapeutically cleanse my skin with Jaded Onyx's soap. I love, between her and Crystal Bella, I love their soaps. Bella's Bars and Herbs.
I just got my box in the mail from Jaded Onyx.
Ooh, what'd you get? What's all in the box?
I haven't opened it yet.
You ain't got a Lizzie Bap in your house. Listen, when a box come in the door, listen. Leos are disrespectful. If a box come in the door, it don't matter who name on it. We are opening the box. Not you, we. And listen, and when the box comes in the house, this is the crazy part. She will literally come bring me the box and then sit on my lap and expect for me to open the box immediately. And I'm like, because even when the box is for her mother, I'm like, why didn't you box you lap? And then she is my child, so there's the destruction in her. So all she want to do is get the little bubble thing and all that and just pop it and break it. Like we had a birthday party, real quick. We went to a birthday party last week. My wife's friends wanted me to barbecue and do a work on the grill for her, which is cool, fine. I love being on the grill. I love, you know me, any opportunity to play with food is like having sex. It's a good opportunity. So we get there and I walk in and I see the balloons in the corner and I immediately just shake my head because I'm like, as soon as Elizabeth sees these balloons, it's over. And she's going to start, because first of all, it's a house full of girls. And you know, girls are jumpy when loud poppy things start going off like that. So when I tell you, oh God, I cringe because she's so destructive. She is so mean. She is so ill-tempered, but loving at the same time. She is a social butterfly and she is a princess. But if y'all want her, she can have her. She come with a check. Just, you got to fight her mom first.
We're
just understand. Just understand, you got to fight her mom first. Because when I say stuff, I need people to understand. If you're going to do the things that I say, they sound great, but just understand there's a level of disrespect that you got to add to it to accomplish what it is that you're going to accomplish. Like, I'm not trying to stop you from doing what it is that you're going to do. I'm not against you doing what you want to do. Just understand the violence that's required from it. I just need you to accept the violence. Like, don't get mad at me. So, yeah, I'm going to need you to open your box because we can't even talk about the wonderful products that you got because you didn't even open the box. Because bath time is wonderful. Like, I don't know, like, there's a dude out there who don't like taking baths. I forgot what his name is. Like, he said he just run the water on himself and he don't believe in, like, no soap and stuff like that.
That's not gonna work out.
Yeah, like, I don't understand how he even get, like, I'm going to play this song for him as we take a quick commercial break because this don't happen in his life. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break. That's all I'm going to say. The ass was disrespectful. Anywho, CJ, you said you got the soaps open. Let's talk about the soaps. What kind of soaps is in this box? What we get? What did Jaded Onyx send you?
the Love on the Brain soap bar.
Ooh. That Love on the Brain smell like, sound like it's supposed to smell like somebody fucking yesterday and tomorrow. Like it just smell, it smells like it's supposed to smell luscious. Like if there was ever a sound of what luscious was supposed to smell like, the way you read that, it sound like it's supposed to be lusciously, lavishly, bubbly. Yeah. I don't, she can keep, I ain't buying no more soap. Tell her I ain't buying no more soap. When you talk to her, you tell her I ain't buying no more soap. I don't want no more. She ain't finna have me over here fantasizing. It's bad. And look, it's bad enough that when I go and buy soap from the other one, I have, like, it's funny because, like, I have to ask them, hey, what's all in this? And they'd be like, what I said. It's not that I don't want you to put the stuff in there, but like, you got to understand when you're dealing with natural products, some things have a very strong tingling sensation when you put them in areas that you weren't prepared for. So I consciously have to ask them because I just get the soap up, open it up, throw it on a rag, and go to work. Like, you listen. But it's, hey, I told, listen.
Listen.
Not because Bella got me one time, man. Bella's Barbs and Herbs got me one time. I called her. I said, hey, listen. I said, my butt is going and then tingling afterwards. She goes, what? I said, ma'am, I wasn't ready. You didn't tell me that this had eucalyptus and mint and all that in this particular bar. She goes, what? I said, yo, this is a big-ass bar. This ain't just – I didn't think that this was just no damn face bar. She was like, yo, you can't. You can't just use my stuff. I said, ma'am, you do realize I'm the person that's just going to use it. Like, I'm going to give you my thoughts afterwards. And, yes, it's minty. It does everything that it's supposed to do. And I found out when I was cleaning my booty hole. Because, listen, you gotta wash everything. For people, that's why when people be like, I don't use soap, I'm like, how do you – you nasty. Like, sir, you nasty. Like, ma'am, y'all, listen, for y'all out here eating booty and dudes is out here talking about they don't use soap in a rag, and y'all out here eating these men's booties and groceries and all that, listen, y'all play too much. I can't. I got standards. I got to know what your, listen, I got to know what your hygienic self-care routine is like, because some of y'all don't even, listen. And don't get me wrong, I have nothing against a person's perspective and lifestyle, because I tell people all the time, just because you choose not to shave doesn't mean, you know, for, you know, men and women who are completely hairy and, you know, they got a whole bush down there, that doesn't mean that they're not hygienically clean if they take the time to go through the process. But you know, when you go about hygiene a certain type of way, you have to go the extra mile to make sure. You know, it's like if you fat and you don't do what you need to do and put the baby powder under the rolls and do all the other things that I heard fat people say they do. If you don't go through all that process and somebody say that they smell something and they look at you first, you can't get mad at them if you look like you smell like you stink. Because we all know what it looks like for somebody to look like they smell like they stink. Like, we not sure, but if we had to deduce it, it's more than likely you're the funky culprit. And I'm not saying that to be mean. We have to get over this someone saying something to be mean. There are some shit that sometimes you got to say to somebody, and it has to be honest. And if you're not taking a bath, just the funky McFunky, because people like, ooh, I don't take baths, I only take showers. Oh, I only take showers. And I don't take baths. So I take a bath because I don't like whatever it is you do. That is fine. I am not telling you how to take a bath. I am not going to be the person in there saying, "Ooh, you missed that little small spot on the side." Because you know, people, you know, it's some OCD bitches out there. Look, and I'm only calling people bitches because I know this person specifically that I'm referencing at this current point in time. But like, I had a chick. literally, I don't like taking baths with women because I literally had a chick watch me take a bath, did not realize she was watching me take a bath, and then literally told me about the one spot on my body that I missed, like I was nasty or something. I'm like, ma'am, you just watched me thoroughly wash my entire black ass, and you're going to sit here and make a... I don't even expect for you to kiss this spot, and this is the spot that you are referencing. And it's not my butt cheeks, and it's not my booty hole, and it's not my penis, because I promise you, ma'am, that get like 17,000 layers of lather and rinses. But we're not even gonna talk about what she referenced. But that's what she was upset about. So, you know, when it comes to baths, man, I love a good bath. I think I make a perfect bath. If you've ever experienced spa time with me, it is an amazing thing. I'm CJ, you know me, I go the extra mile when it's bath time. I think I'm worse than some women when it comes to taking a bath.
It's the best way to have a bath. Best way. Got to be extra.
Yeah. Listen, I'm for, and for those of you, if you have a company that make natural products for baths, I'm willing to try it out. One rule though, don't send me shit with glitter in it. I'm gonna tell you right now, your business is gonna fail. Now you send that to all the girls and all the females out there. If it's got glitter on there, I'm a believer in putting warning. Comes with glitter on the inside. Don't let me put that shit in my water, and then all of a sudden I go to sit in my, because I take baths in the dark. So I'm not finna go look at it. I don't give a fuck about what it look like. People are like, ooh, it fizzed up so beautiful and perfect. Bitch, I didn't see that. It was dark in there. Okay? We need dark. But yeah, if you're gonna do a bath, you gotta have an amazing, amazing, amazing bath. We're going to take a quick commercial break, y'all, and when we come back, we are going to do Black People Are Dope. That's our next segment. Listen, guys, I had a brain fart for a second. It happens. It is the first Wednesday show that we've ever did in a minute, so we're going to be back after this quick commercial break.
I'm not going to be able to do that. you rich. You hit the bitch, I bust on your chin. Keep motherfucker. You make a preacher man sin. Now it bud, take it fucking all on the floor.
Uh-huh.
I got you screaming louder than the $2 hoe.
Uh-huh.
I beat that pussy up like a heavyweight fight. You can't breathe, nigga.
Girl, I hit the door with nothing in my mouth. So when you feelin' freaky, baby, call me anytime. You say goodnight, you smile like a cold blade. All the purple drove Alice in the state. All the freaky things you do got me going crazy. Got me looking to myself, can't you be the lady? But hell no, cause I can't hold love with the good. Just stop by, then hit it quick and get a good, a get a good.
Alone by 2 in the morning, like damn, Hagen. Careful what you ask for, cause the death might get it. And once I came, would you swallow or spit it?
I know
you're freaking, you won't have to admit it. I take a petite, a thick in the thighs. I like to fuck them while I look in their eyes. So go on, cut up, girl, toot your butt up and do your thing. Bad, but I knew your pussy before I knew your name.
I like Bo Hager part on that, because that, you know, that's when you get behind her real quick, grab her by the hair, grab her throat a little bit. She like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. This holiday special. If you don't understand, everybody is traveling. That means people are in hotels and other things as they're getting into the cities early, you know, whatever. Listen, there are some disrespectful situations. Everybody sit your station ain't your situation. Just because you can't go nowhere, just because you can't do nothing, don't compare your life to everybody else. Just she getting busted down and busted open, and she like to be busted wide open. Because listen, you know, it's some, you know, I didn't realize, you know, it's some silver foxes and some cougars out there that's looking good at 50 and 60 and 70. Like, I didn't stumble across a couple of pages. I'm like, wait, these six? Did she look 25? Oh, all right, grandma. All natural. Listen, you see the old dude down there in Miami, the swolest dude in the world. He's somebody, grandpa, nigga, damn near 90,000 years old. Look like he about to lift up all of Miami real quick. You know, we age different. We do different things, but you have to take care of yourself. We was talking about self-care earlier. Eating right. You know, it's amazing that even on a holiday where we're getting ready to indulge, we don't understand how much eating nourishes the body. If I can challenge you to do anything this year, upcoming year, add something new, natural to your food diet, whether it be more vegetables, whether it be no longer buying farm-raised meats or buying meats out of the prepackaged section. There's no meat in a prepackaged section that's good. If I can encourage you, I don't want you to go vegan. I ain't trying to make you a vegetarian, a pescatarian. I'm not trying to change your religion. I'm just asking you to make some healthy, conscious decisions. And one of the funniest misnomers, let me give you one of the funniest things that I tell people this all the time. Dietitians have laughed at this for years. Just because it says fat-free or zero sugars doesn't make it healthy. You want to see a dietitian laugh, go tell them you got the fat-free version of it and see the reaction that they're going to give you real quick. That's cute. Get out here and study, y'all. Learn. There's some things that at the ages that we are now, some of us in our 30s, 40s, and 50s, and we still act like we have limited access to information. There's some information that you can get. And if you don't have it, we're right here. Reach out. DJ's Roundtable. We have a production manager who's available all the time. Reach out. Ask a question. Put it on the message board. We have no problem with getting back to you. This is what we do. We want to help you help you. This is not about, as we don't even though this is, we've never asked barely even for money. We do donations. We do sponsorships. We take them as they come. It's not about the money. This is about making sure that we can provide resources to people. Sometimes we need resources. Sometimes we need to know where we can go to find some things. We're all going through different things. It may be the first time that you go through something, but it may not be the first time that someone around you has gone through it. They may not be able to understand your exact journey, but they can help you. They can guide you. They can be a mentor. They can give you some understandings because there are some general norms that everybody is going to have to deal with when you go through certain situations. See, when you don't know what it feels like to lose a mother, you can't explain that to someone. Losing a father is not like losing a mother. They're not the same. Not that the father is any less important. But when you lose your mother, you feel like you've lost a lifeline to the earth itself. It is your belief system. It is your connectivity to natural and naturalism. That's why I tell men all the time, there is a femininity aspect that you need around you, that energy and that gravitational pull that the feminine energy has around. Can you hear me now? Oh, sorry, guys. I don't know what happened. Got disconnected. I don't know where I lost you guys at, but. Say hi. Elizabeth said, can she have some chocolate now? We're going to take a quick commercial break so we can get everything back together. Perfect song to take a break on. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Why do you
You know, I let you know, I let you know that I love you. Oh, 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 thank you.
Feels every time. I love that girl. Listen, I baby girl went too soon. I love everything about that young lady, because even though we roughly was around the same age, everything about that young lady was just beautiful at the time of what it was. CJ, we are here, man. We did another full episode. We talked about bath time. We talked about self-care. Before we get out of here, let me ask you this question, because I always love to hear your opinion on this. What has self-care meant to you in the last, let's just say, year to 18 months?
Oh, my. It's been everything. I wouldn't have made it without self-care. You have to... Self-care taught me to love myself all the way over again. Like, it's so necessary. It's so necessary. Oftentimes we look to other people for, like, love and care and things of that nature. But some of those voids, if we learn to, like, really focus on self-care, we can fill ourselves. Maybe not all of them, but some of them.
Yeah. You know, there's some voids that we are filling with people. If we take the people out of those places and get peace in that specific space, the outcome of who we would become and how we would begin to transcend some of our emotional responses and our spiritual responses and our physical responses and our social responses will begin to change, because we've literally allowed ourselves to heal. You know, everyone keeps throwing around this word of heal, but healing is more than just, ooh, I got a boo-boo, I put some ointment on it, I put the Band-Aid on it, and it healed. Some heals require stitches. Some healing requires putting a baseball cap on and some glasses and, you know, getting away from some people. Some healing requires checking into a mental health facility and getting what you need. Some healing requires you to check into a sex facility and get the services that you need. Some healing requires you to check into Addiction Anonymous and get the healing that you need. Some healings require you to get into a church and get on you know, as they say, get prostrate before the Lord and get understanding and divinity through God. There's so many different ways to find and get to healing. But the first thing you have to understand is you have to understand what healing looks like for you. Remember when I told you that CGS hit? You was like, oh, I'm going through my healing process. I said, what does that look like? And you shut the fuck up for like a whole for about 2 weeks. And then you came back. You was like, well, healing for me is, I said, well, it took you 2 weeks. And you was like, I really never thought about it like that before.
Because I had done that.
See, I could tell you what healing looks like for me. Because every morning when I get up in the morning, I can tell you, I get up and I meditate. The greatest thing that I love about my family is either they get up before me or after me. My meditation is to myself. I start my day with meditation. I start my day either prostrate on my face or on the back of my head, giving my first energy to just the atmosphere and everything around me and setting my day and believing that my day is going to be great and putting that energy that's my inner belief out there. And then whoever comes in contact with me in the order that they come in contact with me, they get the best part of my day. And I go about and I work and I continue to give the best part of me in every interaction that I get. And then when I'm done for the day, the CJ, I tell y'all, I'm really done in the day before a lot of people give me credit for it. Like, because people be wanting to have the same conversation with me at 2 p.m. that they could have had at me at 6 a.m. And I'm like, I really don't give a fuck. Like, the same way you done been at work all day dealing with people, my job has been going on all day. I really don't give a fuck about your feelings. Listen, I've done call center work. Shout out to anybody who does anything that's call center related or you have to take inbound calls and you have to fix issues, troubleshoot devices, information, technology, fix somebody's bill. If you do any of those types of situationships in your job, tasks, duties, functions, if you handle credit card payments in person or over the phone, if you do any of those types of jobs that deal with customer service, shout out to you. I love you. I respect you because people are stupid. No. Because some of y'all going to be like, oh, my God, I can't believe he said that. No. Go talk to people in customer service and then come back and tell me that statement offends you. When you can convince them that that statement is not true, fact, or factual based, then I will amend my statement. But there's almost nobody in customer service that's not going to actually say that and be honest. If they're telling you they don't feel that way, they can't say that because they don't want to lose their job and they don't want to destroy their reputation. Anybody post that career, go ask them, and I can guarantee you they can give you some stories about why people can kiss their entire ass. I'm going to say it like that. I ain't even going to give it to you in a nice, productive, kind way. I'm going to tell you exactly how they going to say it. If they can say what they want to say, the persons and people that they would be naming or talking about could kiss their entire stanky, I ain't had a bath in like 66 days booty because they don't care. Anywho, CJ, let's get out of here because I can rant and rave about people all day. It is that time that we give I thought of the day, man. And I know you got something great because you've been busting their heads open, so I know you got something for today. Hey, that was your message for the day? All right. Hey, Elizabeth dropped the message for the day. So, hey, I don't know what she said. I don't know what that energy is, but if you got it and you feel it, put it in your heart and do something with it. CJ, you up, shorty. You got it.
Be kind and love those around you. Just love everybody. Be nice.
I am going to, I do this annually. It just depends on what day of the week of this show. But during this season, I do this annually. It's the weekend of my mother's birthday. We won't have another show before my mother's birthday. And so whenever her birthday comes up, I always like to close out one show the week of her birthday as a tribute. And so I know if my mom was home and was alive and well, and we was all doing Thanksgiving and we would go to her house for Thanksgiving this year. Like the song that I'm going to close out the show with tonight would be the song that I will pull up into her front yard playing. And here's why, because my oldest sister is going to attempt to beat me there. I know Lucy gonna try to beat me there, but she may or may not beat me there because she know me. If I say what time I'm leaving, she know I'm leaving on time, and she's not as on time as I am. Of all of my family members, I'm the most on time. All the girls have a different interpretation of what on time means. It's not the same definition that I go by. That's why I know people have different interpretations of things. Because Lucy's interpretation of on time and Shaquana's interpretation of on time is interesting. And Selena just move how she moves, and Rashonda definitely, she's a hairstylist, so she always late. Somebody always need to get in her chair. But in this season, I want to tell people, have mercy on your mother. That's my message for this season. Have mercy on your mother. Because in so many situations and so many cases and in so many things that we go through, some women are generally at their wit's end trying to make a decision for their children. You may not necessarily agree with the decision that they made in the time that they made. You may not understand. You may be misconfound. You may damn right not agree. But you wasn't there. That wasn't your time. That wasn't your situation. They did what they thought they knew how to do. And I give anyone a pass when they believe that they put their best foot forward. Give your mother some grace. Go give your mom a hug, especially if you're a woman. Let me tell you why. Because when you become a mother and you have to deal with the outcome of raising children and what that looks like, even when you put your best foot forward, there are some situations and some moments that the only thing you can do is just stand there and be a witness to a situation that you pray has the best outcome, that your heart desires to have the best outcome, that your need is for it to have the best outcome. And as a mother, every power, every control, and every decision of that outcome is completely removed from you. And you're at the mercy of the world, the entities, and the powers that be. And you pray as a mother that every decision that you made, and every lesson that you taught, and every value that you have instilled will benefit your child for the rest of their lives, for the days to come. We're not perfect. We're not great. We're not extra. We are exactly who we are. We are destined to be exactly who we are destined to be. So if my mother was alive today, and we was going to her house, and my sisters was already at the house, and I knew they were already there. And we was 9 times out of 10, they were sitting on the back porch or on the front porch or doing whatever they was doing. This is the song
that I would pull up to my mother's house, and this is how I would greet her on Thanksgiving morning. I love y'all. Happy Turkey Day.
Yeah, remix. Yeah, I see you,
Kick up, kick up, kick up, kick up.